The Defender men are 18-11 overall, 9-10 in the T-Pack. They stopped a two-game losing skid with a convincing win over Northwestern. That win locked up a spot for the Defenders in the T-Pack postseason tournament. It also knocked Northwestern out of contention for the eight-team field. The Defenders outscored teams 87.9 to 80.9 and out-rebound teams 39.1 to 31.4. Dort makes 48.7% of its field goals and allow 47% shooting for opponents. Teams are making 40.6% of their three-point shots. That has been a problem since the Christmas break for the Defenders. That three-point shot shooting percentage by opponents has continued to climb just a little bit too high. You'd like to see it in the low 30s. For Dort College, they're allowing just under 41%. It's hard to keep up with that. Nathan Rindles leads the team with a 16.8 points per game average. He also grabs 5.2 rebounds. He leads the team with 135 assists, and he has 34 steals. Rindles converts 48% of his field goals. Tyler Walterstorff scores 13.3 points per game with 4.3 rebounds, and he's making 45.4% of his field goals. Leighton Sampson adds 11.3 points per game. He's making 55.8% of his field goals. Brian Sumner is at 10.9 points per game. He's made 71 three-point shots. He converts 44.4% of his long shot attempts. Alex Terpstra adds 9.9 points per game. He's made 62 three-pointers. David Denherter and Taylor Feenster score 7.9 and 7.4 points per game, respectively. The Midland men beat Hastings 84-67 after leading 43-36 at halftime this past Wednesday. Starko Franklin and Gulley all had 15 points. Trevor Bryant scored 13. Ridgeway had 10. Ridgeway and Franklin each had 6 rebounds. Gulley assisted on 5. The Dort men never trailed Northwestern Wednesday night, 192-75. Those played at a 20-30 point difference most of the second half. Nathan Rindle scored 25 with 6 rebounds, and he assisted on 10. Sampson added 21 points. Terpster scored 12. Dort was 35-65 from the field and limited Northwestern to 6 of 17 three-point shooting. Dort leads this series 18-5, but Midland won the early season meeting between these two back in Sioux Center, 104-95. Dort College was led by Tyler Walterstorff's 29 points. Brian Sumner had 12. He was 4 of 7 on three-point shooting. Alex Storko scored 24 points. Jones had 20, and he was helped by a 14 of 17 free throw day. Dort made 60.4% of his field goals. Midland converted 64.6. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with starting lineups right after this. Senior Day here in Fremont. The women's basketball team seniors were honored earlier, recognized. Now the men's basketball team and taking their turn with the seniors that are representing that program. Let's take a look at the starting lineup. First of all, for the Midland Warriors, they will start number 5, Marcus Franklin, a 6'2 senior from Hazelcrest, Illinois. He averages 11.9 points per game. Jesse Jones wears number 10. He's a 5'9 junior from Houston, Texas, averaging 8.5 points per outing. Galen Gulley is a 5'7 senior from Omaha, Nebraska, averaging 12.9 points per contest. Number 21 is Harold Ridgeway, a 6'8 junior from Chicago, Illinois, averaging 5.3 points per game. And rounding out the starting lineup for the Midland Warriors will be number 35, Alex Starkle. Starkle, a 6'7 sophomore from Norfolk, Nebraska, averaging 15 points per game. Again, for Midland, it'll be Franklin, Jones, Gulley, Ridgeway, and Starkle. For the Dort College Defenders, they will start number 5, Brian Sumner, a 6'2 sophomore from Ankeny, Iowa, averaging 10.9 points per game. Number 15 is Nathan Rindles. Nathan Rindles is a 6'1 junior from Boulder, Colorado, averaging 16.8 points per game. Number 21 is Andrew O'Donnell, a 6'3 freshman from Sioux Center, averaging 5.9 points per contest. Number 35 is Tyler Walterstorff. He is a 6'5 senior from Sioux Center, averaging 13.3 points per game. And number 53, well, let's double-check that. We're going to have a shake-up to the lineup again. It's going to be Leighton Sampson in place of David Denherter. Denherter will come off of the bench. He did warm up, so I would anticipate seeing Denherter today. Instead, it'll be Leighton Sampson, a 6'5 freshman from Worthington, Minnesota, averaging 11.3 points per game. So for Dort College, it'll be Sampson, Walterstorff, O'Donnell, Rindles, and Sumner. Let's take another break and be back with the opening tip of today's basketball game right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. We were just about ready for basketball, but we've got another 3 minutes, so we're going to put another 3 minutes up on the clock before we get to basketball, as they're going to allow both teams an opportunity to warm up. once again get loose after the senior recognition. And for Dort College fans, some seniors for Midland who have been a thorn in the side more than a few different occasions will be graduating. They include Marcus Franklin, Galen Gully. Gully with just under 1,400 career points. DJ Vaughn, he's hit some big shots over the year. Jalen Heisier, a 6'2 senior from Papillion, Nebraska. He's somewhere around 900 career points. Speaking of career points, the Dort College Defender men's basketball team has a pair of players closing in on 1,000 points. And I know Coach Ross Dommel would dearly love to have those players take care of that in short order. The first is Tyler Waltersdorf. Tyler has 993 career points. So he's closing in on that milestone of 1,000, and really it doesn't matter. It's all just a number, but the 1,000-point club, love to see him become a member. And Nathan Rindles at 971 career points, so he is 29 shy of 1,000. We're going to have the introductions of the starting lineups here shortly. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the following businesses. They include the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC and the community. And by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com. The dust settles, you'll appreciate third quality service. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders and Midland Warriors getting set for their basketball game. The Dort College Defenders in their road blacks. White numerals trimmed out in yellow. For the Midland Warriors, home whites, blue numbers in lettering, trimmed out in orange. We'll get started about 10 minutes later than our scheduled 4 o'clock start time, but on those days when you've got senior recognition, all bets are off in terms of when the contest will begin. Women's contest had some notices after that one, and the men's contest took care of that bit of business before the game began. Our officials today, Joe Wells, Chris Garris, and Jason Slaughter, for the final regular season game of the Great Plains Athletic Conference season for these two teams. And as I alluded to earlier, unless something strange happens, in all likelihood, this will be a rematch on Wednesday evening in the first round of the Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason tournament. Opening tap controlled by Midland, and we are underway with basketball. Midland with the basketball on the right side. They get it out front to Galen Gully. Gully with the ball. Gully passes it off left side to Jones. Jones back to Gully. Gully hits a three to start the game. Galen Gully with the three-point basket, and the Dort College Defenders lead a trail 3-0. Brian Sumner with it on the right side, guarded there by Jones. Passes it off to Rindles. Rindles with it out front. Gives it up to O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, Rindles. Rindles outside Sumner. Sumner into the corner to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. They dump it down low for Sampson. Sampson against Starkle, and Sampson put the shot up, and Coach Ross Dama thought the ball was tapped out of bounds by a Midland player. The officials say it was last touched by Dort College.
He's better than that. He doesn't shoot it out of bounds. Oh, my goodness.
And the Midland Warriors will inbound the basketball. Harold Ridgway will throw it. And he gets it in to Jesse Jones. And you heard Coach Ross Dalma's argument there for why it should have been last touched by Midland. Midland with the basketball, Jones. Jones with it out front. They swing it left side over to Franklin. Franklin with it on the wing. Franklin from 12 feet. His fadeaway is good. Marcus Franklin with a two-point basket. Midland makes it 5-0. 5-0 our score. Nathan Rindles with the ball. Passes off to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf gives it up to O'Donnell. O'Donnell splits the defense, tries to feed it off to Sampson. Ball's deflected out, picked up by Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf down to the baseline. His leaner is off the mark, no good. Rebound is controlled by Midland. Midland with the basketball. Galen Gully with it. Gully Passes left side over to Jones. Jones gives it up to Franklin. Franklin dumps it down low for Starkel. Starkel backing his way in. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Walterstorff. Walterstorff with the basketball gives it up to Rindles. Rindles with it. Shakes left, goes right. Spin move in the lane. Dumps it up for Sampson. Layup good. Leighton Sampson with a two-point basket. Dort College trails 5-2. 5-2 our score with it on the left side. Driving in is Marcus Franklin, and Franklin is fouled on the play. He'll go to the free throw line. He will shoot two. Foul called on Andrew O'Donnell is his first. So Franklin will shoot a pair with his team leading 5-2, just over 2 minutes into this, just under 2 minutes into this contest. 18:07 left to play, first half. Franklin is a 74% free throw shooter, 79 of 107 this season, and he makes that one. He's got three. And Marcus Franklin, one of those seniors recognized before this contest, makes the first free throw. He's got another one on the way, trying to stretch it back to 5 points. Free throw on the way for the right-handed shooter. It's up and good. So Franklin makes them both. He's got 4 points. And the Warriors lead at 7-2. 7-2 our score. Right side with it is Sumner. Sumner out front, guarded there by Jones. Passes right side to Walterstorff. Walterstorff guarded there by Ridgeway. Comes around left side O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell picks up his dribble. Comes back over to Rindles. Rindles with the right hand. Backing his way in against Gully. Dumps it off for Sampson. Sampson right-handed hook shot is good. Leighton Sampson with 4 points. Dort College trails 7-4. 7-4 our score. Marcus Franklin with the basketball at the free throw line. Spin move. O'Donnell holds his ground. Has it at the top of the key. They come back over to Gully. Gully with it. Back over to Franklin. Franklin with the basketball. They go to Jones. Jones, Gully, Gully. Three off the dribble. Good. Galen Gully with two threes already. Midland leads at 10-4. Dort College has not gotten a stop defensively by my recollection. Tyler Walterstorff gets it over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Rindles. Rindles looking down low. Instead comes left side over to Tyler. Tyler gives it up, Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Sumner. Sumner, they dump it down low. Sampson. Sampson on the baseline. His shot is good. Leighton Sampson with all 6 points for the defenders. Dort College trails 10-6. Jones with it on the left wing. Jones gives it in to Starkel. Starkel working against Sampson. Starkel puts it up, and Sampson commits a foul. Leighton whistled for his first personal foul. Starkel will go to the free throw line. He will shoot two. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van England Hovet Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Ryan Grunewig is a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Leighton Sampson got a cut lip on the play the way it looks. He checks out momentarily, gets attended to by the Dort College training staff, checks back into the contest, and Alex Starkel will shoot two free throws. First free throw by Starkel, no good. He's got another one on the way. 10-6 our score, Midland in front. Brian Sumner checks out. Alex Terpstra checks in. So Terpstra checks in for Sumner. Free throw on the way by Starkel is up and good. Starkel, not a great free throw shooter, but very passable at 62%. He gives Midland an 11-6 lead. Pass comes left side O'Donnell. O'Donnell over to Terpstra. Terpstra with it on the wing. Terpstra comes back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell right side, Rindles. Rindles, Walterstorff. Walterstorff for the basketball on the wing. Tyler with the basketball looking cross court. His cross court pass taken away by Franklin. Franklin on the breakaway slams it home with a left hand. Marcus Franklin with 6 points. Midland leads 13-6. Rindles with the basketball on the left side. They look down low for Sampson and a reach in foul called on Galen Gully. Gully whistled for the personal foul. Walterstorff checks out. Feenstra checks in. O'Donnell will throw the ball in for the defenders. Andrew O'Donnell triggering, gets it into Rindles. 16-10 remaining. Clock has not started. Game clock has not started. With it, it's O'Donnell. O'Donnell back over to Rindles. Rindles back to Sampson. Sampson's shot is good. Leighton Sampson Leighton Sampson with a two-point basket, and he's fouled on the play. Leighton Sampson will go to the free throw line for the three-point play opportunity, and he'll try to bring it back to a four-point ball game. Sampson's free throw is up, and off the heel, won't go down. Rebound cleared by Midland. Dort College trails 13-8, coming back the other way. Right side pass, Gully. Gully, another three, missed it, no good. There for the rebound, Starkles. Starkles put back, no good. And now a shot in the lane, a foul called before the shot. Marcus Franklin got the offensive rebound. They call the foul on Dort College and number 45, Taylor Feenstra. Feenstra whistled for the personal. It's foul number one on him. And team foul number three against the defenders. Midland to throw the ball in. Warriors tossing it in. They get it into Starkle. Starkle puts it up, and he is fouled on the play by Nathan Rindles. Rindles whistled for the personal. Starkle will go to the free throw line, and he will shoot two free throws. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the following businesses. They include Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Saturday, Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30. Fridays from 9 to 4 and Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. Starkle makes the first free throw. He's got another one coming, trying to extend the lead for Midland. Second free throw by Starkle is up and good. So Starkle has made 3 of 4. And the defenders trail 15 to 8. Dort College needs to get a couple of stops. They've shown they can score a little bit. Patrick Nabla with it in between the circles. Nabla passes left side over to Sumner. Sumner looking down low for Feenstra. Pass goes left side, Rindles. Rindles for the basketball. Rindles down to the baseline. Gully cuts him off. They bring the double team. Rindles fires it out. Feenstra. Feenstra. Three short, no good. Tap by Terpstra, rebound controlled by Midland. Jesse Jones off and running with it. Gets it back to Starkle. Starkle shot, short-armed it, no good. Rebound taken down by Starkle. Starkle out front, Jones reverses left corner, Gully. Gully with the basketball. Gully comes back over to Franklin. Franklin with the basketball. Franklin with it on the left side. He gets it, puts up the three-point shot, and extends the lead to 18-8. 18-8 our score. Nabla with the basketball. Goes left side over to Terpstra. Terpstra with it. Terpstra comes back right side over to Rindles. Rindles on the wing. Comes back over to Terp. Terp left side. Sumner. Bryan reverses Nabla. Nabla, Terpstra. Terpstra three. Too strong. No good. Rebound cleared by Harold Ridgeway. Here comes Midland with a lead in the basketball. Left side passes Jones. Jones feeds it down low, Starkle. Starkle with the basketball. Starkle hook shot in the lane. Good. Alex Starkle with 5 first half points. Midland leads 20-8. Dort College needs a timeout. Back with more after this. Not the start you wanted for the Dort College defenders, trailing 20-8 to the Midland Warriors, and now you got to fight your way back in. Nabla, Rindles, Sumner, Terpstra, and Feenstra on the floor for the defenders. For Midland, they're going with a second unit here. You've got Jones on the floor, but you swap out the other four. Jalen Heisher is the best offensive threat on the floor now for Midland. Rindles for the basketball, right side Sumner. Sumner gives it up, Nabla. Nabla looking down low for Feenstra. Out front, Sumner. Sumner left side, Rindles. Rindles down to the block. Reverses back out front, and it's taken away. Stolen by DJ Vaughn. Vaughn with it on the right wing. Vaughn gets it back over to Jones. Jesse Jones will fire a three, and he hit it. Jesse Jones with a three-point basket. Midland has opened up a 23-8 advantage. Left side pass, Nabla. Nabla over to Terpstra. Terpstra at the top of the key. Terpstra goes right side, Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner, Rindles. Rindles, Terpstra. Midland getting after Dort College on the defensive end. Nabla into the corner, Rindles. Dort College has not been able to establish anything. Sumner will put up the three. Smith is badly, no good. Rebound taken away, though, by Terpstra. Terpstra on the right wing. Terp feeds it down low, Feenstra. Feenstra working against Trevor Bryant. Feenstra's turnaround off the heel, no good. And the rebound cleared by Midland. Here come the Warriors, Jones. Jones with the basketball. Jones down to the right wing. Reverses it out front. Vaughn. DJ Vaughn gets it up to Heisher. We've got a foul on the play called against Midland. Foul's going to go on Trevor Bryant. That's his first. Jones will check out of the ball game. Gully will check in. So that's how you handle the point guard position for Midland. You'll get Jones a breather. Gully will come in and man the point now. York College trailing 23-8. With the basketball out front is O'Donnell. O'Donnell on the right wing. O'Donnell passes out front. Sumner. Sumner with it. Looking for Walterstorff. Finds him on the right wing. Walterstorff will drive in, and he is fouled on the play. Foul called against Jordan Flynn. That's foul number one on him. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Well, they are going to give Tyler Walterstorff two free throws. That is generous. Free throw on the way for Tyler. It's off the heel, no good. Not going to say we won't take it, but I did not think he was in the act of shooting. First free throw by Walt, no good. He's got another one on the way. This one's up and off the side of the iron, no good. And Dort College has 8 points from Leighton Sampson, and that's it. 12:50 left to play in the first half. Midland shutting Dort College down right now. Dort College needs an answer. Out front they pass, right side over to Flynn. Flynn with it down to the baseline, and he steps on the baseline. Out of bounds it'll be. Dort College basketball. 23-8, Dort College has to start chipping away. First thing is, start putting together some stops. And they need to do it with this unit on the floor for Midland. Got to get a little confidence and stop the momentum. Sumner with the basketball in between the circles. Goes right side O'Donnell. O'Donnell will put up the three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Jalen Heisier. Heisier gives it up to Gully. Gully running downhill. He's got it at the top of the key. Passes right side to DJ Vaughn. Vaughn will put up the long three and hit it. DJ Vaughn with a three-point basket, and the Dort College defenders trail 26-8. O'Donnell right side, Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner to Walterstorff to Terpstra. Terpstra left wing. They go to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Faces up against Bryant. Sampson. Down on the baseline. Cut off and throws it out front. And it's last touch by Dort College. It'll be Midland basketball near midcourt. Terpstra checked out of the ballgame. Rendles is back in. 26-8, Dort College down 18. Midland, the clamps on Dort College here in the early going. With the basketball, Flynn. Flynn gives it up. Heisier, Heisier, back to Flynn. Flynn puts it up, blocked by Walterstorff. Foul on Tyler. That's foul number one on him. Dort College has not scored since it was 13-8, so 13 unanswered by Midland. Today's broadcast made possible by Kevin Gasing, CFA, and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Also made possible by Iowa State Bank. Proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. Their member, FDIC. 27-8, our score after the first free throw by Flynn. He's got a second one on the way. This one's up and good as well. So Flynn makes both free throws, and the defenders trail 28-8. Flynn checks out of the ball game. Checking back in will be Marcus Franklin. Dort College basketball, left side it goes to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, right side, Rendles. Rendles will put up the three, missed it, too strong, no good. Rebound taken down by Tyler Walterstorff. His putback is good. Tyler Walterstorff makes it 28-10. Dort College down 18. Midland basketball. Midland has it on the right side. Working with it is Franklin. Franklin into the lane. Franklin dumps it off. Flynn. Bryant, that is. Bryant misses. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by the defenders. O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Taken away by Gully. Gully comes away with a steal on the floor. He's up on his feet now, running with it. Gained possession of it on the floor with a dribble. Kept the dribble alive. Forced it into the front court. Passes right side over to Franklin. Franklin passes into the corner. Three on the way by Vaughn. Good. DJ Vaughn with 6 points. Dort College trails 31-10. Hard to believe Midland has missed a shot. They are unbelievably hot right now. They're on pace for 120. With the right side, this is Rendles. Rendles into the lane, Walterstorff. Walterstorff has it stripped away from behind by Heisier. Here comes Midland. Midland with the basketball, Gully. Gully with it out front. Gully guarded by Rendles, and a foul called on the play against Nathan Rindles. Rindles whistled for his second personal foul. Sumner checks out of the ball game. Midland's Marcus Franklin will inbound the basketball right in front of me. And he gets it tossed into Jesse Jones. Jones in between the circles. He passes right side over to Franklin. Franklin will spot up, puts up the three, missed it, no good, but there for the rebound and the putback is Starkle. Alex Starkle with a two-point basket. He's got seven. Midland leads 33-10. The floodgates have opened, and it's poured down on Dort College in this first half. First 10 minutes have not been good to the defenders. Sluggish on the offensive end, can't get anything going, and on the defensive end, Midland can't be stopped right now, and Dort College has to figure out a way quickly to do that. On the floor for Dort College, P.J. Trammell, David Denherter, Taylor Feenstra, Alex Terpstra, and Andrew O'Donnell. 33-10, our score. Starkle, by the way, with 7 points. Feenstra, left side it goes, O'Donnell. O'Donnell out front, Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball. Terpstra on the right wing, guarded there by Heiser. Comes back over to Feenstra. Feenstra with the basketball. They give it off, three-point shot, no good. O'Donnell taps it to Feenstra. Feenstra fading away, 10-footer, no good. Rebound cleared by Midland. That time Feenstra did not shoot the ball going to the rim, and you always want to tell your post players, you always want to feel like you're going at the basket. That time he was not. Feenstra clears the rebound after Starkle misses a shot, a rare miss by the Warriors. Left side pass with it is Terpstra. Terpstra, Feenstra, Feenstra, three, missed it initially, but it hung on the rim and fell through. Dort College trails 33-13. Taylor Feenstra averaging 7.4 points per game. That's his first points of the day. Trammell working against Gully defensively. Gully had the ball, gave it up. Now they feed it down low, Ridgeway, and Ridgeway's going to be called for a charge. An offensive foul called against Ridgeway. And Coach Todd Eisner wants a timeout to talk things over with his crew. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more right after this. 33-13. I don't know if the score does justice to how much it has felt like Midland has dominated the first 11 minutes and 28 seconds of this ball game. Midland has gotten it done on the defensive end. Haven't missed many shots. That translates into Midland being in control. Now, if you're Dort College, you got to find a way to fight, and you just got to keep battling. And if you stick your nose in Coach Ross Dahma's practices, that's one of the terms, or that's one of the things he will talk about almost nonstop, is the fact that whether it's going good or going bad, you got to keep fighting. And so we'll see if the defenders have some fight in them here. 28 minutes left to go in the game. 8:15 left to go in the half. Feenstra drives in. It's tipped out, controlled by Trammell. Trammell, left side. Terpstra. Terpstra puts it on the deck. Back to Trammell. Trammell, lob passed over the top. David Denherter, kick out. Terp. Terp, three, no good. Rebound taken down by Feenstra, and Feenstra is going to be called for a travel as he takes in the rebound. A little bit more, better offense, though, that time by the defenders. You have to attack the lane, at least. You can't just stand outside and passively throw the ball around the perimeter. If Midland's going to get after you on defense, you have to put it on the deck, you have to push the issue, and you've got to take it to the basket. And that time they did, worked out inside out after David Denherter got a pass, and they got an open look at a shot, just didn't knock it down. Now Midland over the basketball, coming back the other way, Franklin. Franklin dumps it underneath Starkle. Starkle hook shot, no good. Rebound tapped out and controlled by Trammell. Here comes PJ over the basketball. P.J. Trammell into the front court, left side, Feenstra. Feenstra might have traveled with it, puts the ball in the deck, and Midland comes away with the basketball. Out front, Heiser. Heiser, three, missed it short, no good. Rebound taken away by Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball on the right wing. Terpstra, left side, Feenstra. Feenstra, Trammell. Trammell with the basketball on the wing. P.J. with it. P.J. back over to O'Donnell. We've got a line change coming in for the defenders. Trammell dumps it off for Denherter, and Denherter is fouled on the play. And David Denherter will go to the free throw line to shoot two. David Denherder will go to the free throw line, trying to bring this back to 18. And if you're Dort College, a realistic goal here is get it back to within 10 at halftime. 7:09 left to play in this first half. First free throw by Denherder is good. He's got another one coming. Midland leads 33-14, pending another free throw by Denherder. Sampson waiting to check into the ballgame. He'll check in for Denherder if Denherder can make this free throw. And David's free throw is up and good. David Denherder makes the free throw. And the defenders trail 33-15. Well, trying to look at it on the positive side. Dort College has plenty of time to work with. Pass goes left side. Trevor Bryant. Bryant down baseline. Bryant buries a two-point basket floater on the baseline. He's averaging 7.8 points per game. Dort College trails 35-15. Sumner with the basketball. Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf to Nabla. Nabla right side back to Rindles. Rindles puts it on the floor. Draws some contact. His layup good. Nathan Rindles with a two-point bucket. Dort College trails 35-17. Midland basketball, DJ Vaughn. Vaughn with it, left side Heisier. Heisier over to Gully. Gully looking down low for Starkle, now gets a ball screen. Dump it down low. Bryant. Bryant shot in the lane, no good, but a foul on the play. Foul's going to go on Tyler Waltersdorf, and that's number two on Tyler. 6:25 left to go in the half. On the floor for the defenders, it's Sampson, Waltersdorf, Nabla, Sumner, and Rindles. Free throws on the way for Trevor Bryant. He's a 70% free throw shooter, 77 of 110 this season. He makes the first free throw, and he's got another one coming. He's got 3 points, averaging 7.8 points per game off of the bench. Today's broadcast made possible by Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. Bryant makes one of two free throws. Dort College gets the rebound. Dump it underneath Sampson. Sampson, bucket good. Leighton Sampson with 10 points. Dort College trails 36-19. Galen Gully with the basketball. They get a ball screen. He passes left side over to Heisier. Heisier to Vaughn. Vaughn with the basketball back over to Heisier. Heisier gives it up. Gully, Gully to Starkle. They bring the double team. Kick out pass. Vaughn. Vaughn, three. Good. DJ Vaughn with three threes. Midland extends the lead back to 39-19. Dort College came with the double. Starkle found where the double came from, and Vaughn had a wide open three. Right side pass, Rindles. Rindles driving in, puts it up, and he is fouled on the play by Galen Gully. Gully has just picked up his second personal foul. Feenstra and Terpstra will check in for the defenders. For Midland, they'll send two new players in as well. First free throw on the way for Nathan, up and through. Rindles now with three. Nabla checks out of the ballgame. Waltersdorf checks out. Feenstra checks in. Terpstra checks in. For Midland, you've got Jones checking into the ballgame along with Marcus Franklin. Second free throw by Rindles is good. He's got 4 points. And the defenders trail 39-21. Midland basketball, Marcus Franklin. Franklin with it on the left side. Spin move into the lane. His shot, wild shot, no good. And Terpstra is knocked out of bounds. Alex Starkle collided with him on the race for the rebound. And Terpstra will pick himself up and go to the other end and shoot the 1-1. That's team foul number 9 on Midland. And for Starkle, that is his first foul by my count. And he has two. I must have missed one earlier in the day. That's why he checked out so quickly. 5:23 left to go. Free throw on the way for Terpstra is up and through. Alex Terpstra, averaging 9.9 points per game, makes the free throw. Brings it down to 39-22 with another free throw coming. This one's up and good. Terpstra makes both free throws and the defenders trail 39-23. 39-23, our score. Left side pass. This is Franklin. Franklin out front. Vaughn. Vaughn comes back to Jones. Jones puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Rindles. Here comes Nathan Rindles with the basketball. Nathan with a head full of steam. He drives in. Layup right hand. Good. Nathan Rendles with 6 points. Stuart College trails 39-25. Midland basketball. Jones. Jesse Jones with basketball on the right wing. Jesse Jones passes left side over to Franklin. Franklin with it. He'll drive in. Layup right hand. Left side. Good. Marcus Franklin with 11 first half points. Stuart College trails 41-25. Rendles in traffic, tries to dump it off for Sampson. Sampson turns around, his shot no good. Rebound cleared by Midland. Midland with the basketball. Marcus Franklin. Franklin passes right side. Vaughn. Vaughn another three. He's got four in the first half. E.J. Vaughn with four threes. Midland extends the lead to 44-25. Rendles tries to pass the ball down low. And it goes out of bounds, last touch by Dort College. It'll be Midland basketball. Rendles checks out of the ballgame. DJ Vaughn, in case you're curious, 43 of 113 for three-pointers this season, 38.1%. He's got four of them here in the first half. Midland basketball up by 19, just after Dort College had it down to 15. Midland with the basketball. They kick it over to Jones. Jones shot no good. Rebound controlled by Sampson. Sampson with the basketball. P.J. Trammell passes over to Feenstra. Feenstra to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Back over to Feenstra. Feenstra three. In and out. No good. It was halfway down. Pop back out. Here comes Jones with it. Jones on the left wing. And Jones is fouled on the play by P.J. Trammell. Trammell, the freshman from Holland, Michigan, whistled for the personal foul. And shooting free throws will be Jesse Jones. This will be a 1-1 for Jones. Jones averaging 8.5 points per game. He's a junior from Houston. First free throw on the 1-1 is up and off the heel. No good for Jones. Rebound controlled by Feenstra. Here comes Dort College and Trammell. Trammell across half court. P.J. has the basketball. He passes over to Feenstra. Feenstra left side Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Right side Trammell. Trammell on the wing. P.J. Trammell working against Jones. And Jones not giving any ground. He wanted a double dribble call. No call came. Here's Terpstra down to the baseline. Nothing there. Cut off. Jones now saves it in. And he steps on the sideline out of bounds. It'll be Midland bats. It'll be Dort College basketball after Jones was unable to save the ball then. 44-25, 3:05 remaining in the first half. Midland has controlled the first half. Trammell driving in, his shot no good. Rebound controlled by O'Donnell. O'Donnell over to Terpstra. Terpstra three, missed it, no good. Dort College has not made a three-pointer other than Feenstra today. Feenstra has 1-3 to his credit. Heisher with it on the right wing. Heisher passes left side to Franklin. Franklin with the basketball. Franklin gives it up Bryant. Bryant shot no good. Rebound controlled by Dort College and Sampson. Sampson ahead to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. 2.5 left to go in the first half. Comes back out front. This is Feenstra. Feenstra, scoop shot no good. Rebound controlled by the Midland Warriors. Midland basketball. And the Warriors setting the offense. Jesse Jones passes left side. Heisher. Heisher three, missed it, no good. And we've got a timeout, and it appears to me that P.J. Trammell may be maybe got a bloody lip. We'll wait and see. He's going to be attended to by the. He's going to check out of the ball game. O'Donnell with the basketball. He goes right side. Back over to Voss. Voss to Terpstra. Terpstra passes left side to O'Donnell. O'Donnell right side. Terpstra. Terpstra three. No good. Rebound taken down by Sampson. Sampson with the basketball. Sampson back to Terpstra. Terpstra trying to feed it out of the double team. It's tapped away. And the Dort College defenders. Are on defense. Left side pass is Franklin. Franklin dumps it off to Ridgeway, and Ridgeway puts the shot up, but he is fouled on the play. And the Dort College defenders will send Midland to the free throw line. So free throws on the way for Harold Ridgeway. Ridgeway's first free throw, no good. He's got another one coming. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Free throw on the way for Ridgeway. Ridgeway misses that one. Pretty flat-looking shot by Ridgeway. Ridgeway misses them both, and it stays 44-25. Danny Voss for the basketball. Voss passes it over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Nabla. Nabla to O'Donnell. Ball tapped away. Picked up by Jones. Jones driving in. Finger roll good. Jesse Jones with 5 points. Dort College trails 46-25. Right side pass. Sumner. Sumner gives it up to Voss. Voss for the basketball. Voss to O'Donnell. Under a minute to go. They get it to Sampson, and Sampson is fouled on the play. Sampson followed by Trevor Bryant. And Leighton Sampson will go to the free throw line. He will shoot two free throws as the foul came on the shot. 46-25 our score. Midland has controlled the first half of play. First free throw on the way for Sampson is good. He's got another one coming. Sampson with 11 first half points. A second free throw coming. So Sampson will shoot another free throw. Free throw is up, and no good by Sampson. 20-point ball game, 46-26. Jesse Jones with the basketball. Jones with it on the left side. They feed it out front to Franklin. Franklin loses it, picks it up. He's in the lane, bumps a player out of the way. Misses the shot. Rebound taken away by Brian Sumner. Sumner with the basketball out front. Sampson back to O'Donnell. Dort College might hold for the final shot of the half. Shot clock and game clock difference is negligible. Voss passes left side to Sumner. Brian Sumner over the basketball. Comes back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with it in between the circles. 15 now to shoot. He backs out to midcourt. 11 seconds. Now 9. O'Donnell gets a ball screen. Tries to dump it away, and it's taken by Midland. Now stabbed at by Voss. Shot at the buzzer, no good, as Midland came away with it. And the Midland Warriors take a 20-point lead into the locker room, 46-26. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Dort College trails Midland 46-26 at halftime. Dort College was down 13-8, allowed 15 unanswered as Midland built the lead to 28-8. Dort College got the lead down to 15 at one point. Midland responded by pushing it up to as many as 21. And we go to the locker room at 20 points for a difference, 46-26. Dort College led by Leighton Sampson with 11 points. For the Midland Warriors, DJ Vaughn has 12 on 4 3-pointers. Back with a rundown of all the scoring from the first half of today's basketball game. Right after this, this is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. The first two. First half scoring. Dort College led by Leighton Sampson with 9. Now I have him with 11, but I've got him with 9. 6 for Nathan Rindles. 4 for Tyler Waltersdorf, so there's your difference. They've got him for 4. I've got him for 2. 2 points for Alex Terpstra, 3 for Taylor Feenstra, and 2 for David Den Herter. For Dort College, his total of 26. for the Midland Warriors. DJ Vaughn with 12, Marcus Franklin with 11, Alex Starkle with 7, 6 for Galen Gully, 5 for Jesse Jones, 3 for Trevor Bryant, 2 for Jordan Flynn. Galen Heisher has a team-high 5 rebounds, 4 for Harold Ridgway. Marcus Franklin and Alex Starkle each have 3. For the defenders, 4 for Leighton Sampson, 5 for Taylor Feenstra, 3 each for Andrew O'Donnell and Tyler Waltersdorf. Nathan Rendles has 3 assists. Marcus Franklin has 2 assists and 3 steals for the Warriors. Jesse Jones and Alex Starkle each have 1 assist for Midland. Midland was 15 of 30 from the floor, 8 for 12 on threes. That's 50% from the floor and 66.7% on three-point shots. 8 of 13 from the free throw line for 61.5%. For the defenders, they were 9 of 28 from the floor, 32.1%, 9.1% on threes. That's 1 of 11. And 7 of 11 from the free throw line for 63.6%. Dort College out rebounds, Midland 20-18. Turnovers, Dort College 10, Midland 1. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. So Midland able to offset a 7-4 deficit in offensive rebounds with a 10-1 advantage in terms of turnovers. Let's take a break and we'll be back with a rundown of the scoring from around the conference at halftime. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Scores from around the conference at halftime. Morningside leads Concordia 43-41. Northwestern leads Hastings 50-31. Nebraska Wesleyan over Mount Marty 49-40. Barcliff over Doan 37-19. Dort College trails Midland at halftime 46-26. That's the game you're listening to here on KDCR. Dort College and Midland in all likelihood will be meeting each other again on Wednesday night in the GPAC quarterfinals. Nothing finalized yet, but the way I have things penciled out, it appears very likely Dort College will be back here for a 3-versus-6 quarterfinal round game in Fremont Wednesday night. And I believe that is a 7 o'clock start time, but I'm dealing off of my memory, but not necessarily. Not necessarily what is official. That'll all come out later this evening. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more in a moment. Dort College misses a shot inside as we start the second half of play. And the Midland Warriors have the basketball to start the second half. Jesse Jones passes right side over to Galen Gully. Gully feeds it down low, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Alex Starkle. It will be Dort College basketball. Dort College ball, Rendles. Rendles goes high post, Sampson. Sampson puts it on the floor in the lane. His soft touch won't go. Rebound, though, cleared by Rendles. Rendles put back good. He's got 8. 46-28 our score, Dort College, down 18. On the left side with the basketball is Franklin. Franklin's pass tipped, taken away by Rendles. Rendles with the basketball, working against Gully. His shot no good, but there for the rebound is O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Sumner. Sumner, 3, missed it, no good. Rebound cleared by Midland. Midland basketball, Gully. Gully, long pass ahead to Starkle, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Starkle. It will be, last touch by Dort College. Starkle did not get a hand on it. It will be Midland basketball. Throwing it in will be Franklin. Franklin looking. Passes to Gully. Gully with the ball. Gully with it at the free throw line. Nothing there. Cut off by Waltersdorf. Passes back out to Jesse Jones. Jones with the basketball. Jones passes to Starkle. Starkle working on Waltersdorf. His hook shot with the left hand is good. Alex Starkle with 9 unofficially. Dort College trails 48-28. Rendles passes right side to Sumner. Sumner with the ball. Sumner left side, Rendles. Rendles with it on the wing. Rendles with it at the free throw line. Left side, Sumner. Sumner down to the block. His floater is good. Brian Sumner with his first 2 points. Dort College trails 48-30. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. With the basketball out front is Jesse Jones. Jones feeds it down low. Starkle. Starkle's shot no good, but Sampson is called for a foul. It's foul number two on Sampson. And the Midland Warriors will go to the free throw line with Alex Starkle shooting two free throws as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Starkle makes one of two free throws. Dort College trails 49-30. Shot on the other end, no good by Sampson. Rebound tipped out of bounds, last touch by Midland. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Starkle makes one of two free throws. Starkle now with 10 points for Midland. Warriors defending. Sampson gets the inbounds pass. Sampson, hook shot, hangs on the rim, won't fall through. Rebound taken down by O'Donnell. O'Donnell tries to save it in, and a Midland player blocks it. It's taken by Gully now. Galen Gully with it across the timeline. Galen Gully with it on the wing. Gully passes over to Starkle. Starkle backing his way in against Sampson. His shot with a left hand by Starkle is good. Alex Starkle with a two-point basket. He's got all five of his team's points here in the second half. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Midland. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Rindle's shot, no good after the timeout. Rebound tapped out, controlled, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Midland basketball, 17-18 left to go in the contest. Jesse Jones with the basketball. They feed it down low to Starkle. Starkle, turnaround, is off of the glass, no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Midland and Marcus Franklin. And the Dort College defenders will have the basketball. Dort College trailing 51-30. Right side with it is Rindles. Rindles out front, Waltersdorf. Left side, Terpstra. Terpstra with the ball. Terpstra to O'Donnell. O'Donnell straight on three. Good. Andrew O'Donnell with the three-point basket. Dort College trails 51-33. Midland with the basketball. Left side pass goes over to Marcus Franklin. Franklin shot in the lane, blocked by Sampson. Rebound Sampson ahead to Rindles. Rindles has it taken away. Coming up with it is Galen Gully. Gully with the basketball. Gully has it on the left wing. They look down low. They get it to Starkle. Starkle working on Sampson. Starkle shot in the lane. Soft touch. Gets it to go. He's got seven here in the second half. 14 for the ball game. He's got all seven of his team's points here in the second half. 53-33. Sampson with the left hand. His shot is good. So a two-point basket for Leighton Sampson. Back the other way, Gully's shot, no good. Rebound taken down by Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf shovels it off to Terpstra. Terpstra hands it off to O'Donnell. O'Donnell right side, Rindles. Rindles on the wing. Rindles puts it on the floor, spins into the lane. Hands it off to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with the basketball. Comes back over to Rindles. Rindles to Sampson. Sampson shot blocked by Starkle. Rebound taken away by Jesse Jones. Jones with the basketball on the left wing. Jones gets a bone-jarring screen from Harold Ridgway. Ridgway off of the glass, missed it, no good. Here comes Dort College. Defenders for the basketball. O'Donnell into the front court. Andrew passes over to Tyler. Tyler, ball fake, tries to pass it off, and it's kicked by a Midland player. It'll be Dort College basketball. our score. Dort College down 18. Dort College will inbound the basketball underneath the basket, right side of the lane as we face the hoop. And O'Donnell will trigger it in. O'Donnell passes it in to Feenstra. Feenstra out front, Terpstra. Terpstra left side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell tries to feed it down low. It's tipped and we've got loose basketball. And they're going to call a foul, a hold called on Taylor Feenstra as he and Alex Starkle got tangled up trying to get that basketball. So the foul on the play called on Taylor Feenstra, and that's foul number two on him. P.J. Trammell checks into the ballgame. Andrew O'Donnell checks out. For Feenstra, that is number two. Out front with it is Jones. Jones with the basketball. Jones passes it off to Trevor Bryant. Bryant to Heisher. Heisher feeds it down low to Starkel. Starkel working against Denherter. Starkel shot no good. Rebound tipped out by Feenstra. Saves it in to Denherter. Gets it away to Trammell. Trammell with the basketball. Trammell right side. Terpstra. Terpstra on the way to the hoop. Shot no good, but he's fouled on the play. Alex Terpstra will go to the free throw line to shoot two as he was fouled in the act of shooting. He's 2 for 2 from the free throw line today. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from C&H Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. From Borensons of Boyden, handle the gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. Free throw by Terpstra, up and through. Second one is up and through. It's 53-37. Terpstra with 4 points, all from the charity stripe. With a basketball is Gully. Gully gets a ball screen. Gully looking for Heisher. Heisher passes it back out front to Jordan Flynn. Now Heisher. Heisher back down low to Trevor Bryant. Bryant working on Denherter. His fadeaway on the baseline is good. Trevor Bryant with 5 points. And the defenders trail 55-37. P.J. Trammell working against Gully. Passes out front to Feenstra. 14-20 remaining. Sumner to Terpstra. Terpstra right side. Trammell. Trammell on the wing. Swing pass left side. Terpstra. 14 to shoot for the defenders. Feenstra out front. Trammell. Man-to-man defense applied by Midland. Sumner puts it on the floor. With the right hand, he finishes. Layup good. Brian Sumner with 4 points. Stort College trails 55-39. Gully passes down low. With it is Bryant. Bryant, his fadeaway from the baseline, can't get it to go. Rebound tapped out and controlled by Gully. Gully near midcourt got it. Passes left side to Vaughn. Vaughn, they find Bryant underneath. Bryant shot no good, but a foul on the play called on P.J. Trammell. Trammell whistled for foul number two. Free throws on the way for Trevor Bryant. He is 1 for 2 this evening. I should say this afternoon. So Bryant, a 70% free throw shooter entering the contest, makes the first one. He's got another one coming. Leighton Sampson will check into the contest. David Denherter will check out. Harold Ridgway checks into the ball game. Checking out, Jordan Flynn. .13:38 left to go in regulation. Dort College down 17, pending another free throw. This one's up and off the mark, no good. Rebound taken away by Feenstra. 56-39, Dort College down 17. Trammell with the basketball. Trammell on the right wing, guarded by Gully. Passes out front, Feenstra. Feenstra left side, Sumner. Sumner guarded closely there by DJ Vaughn. Back out front, Terpstra. Terpstra trying to direct traffic. Gives it up high post to Sampson. Sampson to Sumner. Sumner, Trammell. Trammell looking down low. P.J. still looking. Cross-court pass over to Terpstra. Terpstra three, short, no good. Everything's just a little short for the defenders this afternoon. Hopefully they're getting it all out of their system today, and they've got something left for Wednesday night. Gully's three, no good. Rebound cleared by Sampson. Outlet pass over to Trammell. P.J. with the basketball. Trammell shakes out front. Comes back right side to Sumner. Sumner to Terpstra. Terpstra left side, Feenstra. Feenstra with the basketball. Feenstra gives it up to Trammell. Trammell to Terpstra. Terpstra to Sampson. Sampson shot. No good. Rebound tipped out. Last touch by Dort. It will be Midland basketball. .12:33 left to go in the ball game. 56-39, Dort College down 17. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the following businesses. They include American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. For the basketball is Jesse Jones. Jones guarded there by Rindles. Jones, kick out pass, comes back over to Franklin. Franklin guarded by Nabla. Comes back over to Heisher. Heisher with it at the top of the key. Ball comes free. Rendell sends up with it. Nathan Rendell's into the front court. North College down 17. Comes back over to Sumner. Sumner puts it on the deck. Nothing there. Feeds it down low. Sampson. Sampson to the rim. Shot no good. Off of the glass. Rebound controlled by Midland. Midland basketball. Franklin. Franklin across the timeline. He passes left side over to Jones. Jones for the basketball. Jones will back it out to midcourt. Midland basketball driving in. Franklin shot no good, but he's fouled on the play, and Marcus Franklin will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. He's a 74% free throw shooter. He has shoot 2 for 2 today. He has 11 points already to his credit. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. First free throw by Franklin was off the mark. His second one is up and through, and it's a 57-39 ball game. Other than that poor 10-minute stretch for Dort College in the first half, actually played Midland pretty well even, but can't afford to have a stretch like Dort College had in the first half and expect to be competitive against a team that's in the top 20 in the country and, in my opinion, probably is a top 10 team when the dust settles. Inbounding the basketball will be Nathan Rendell's. Rendell's on the left wing. Rendell's passes into the corner. Sumner. Sumner to Sampson. Sampson loses the ball. He's got to pick it back up. He passes right side back over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf gives it up. Three-pointer no good by Sumner. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Midland. It'll be Dort College basketball. Nathan Rendell's will throw the ball in for the defenders. Rendell's gets it into Sampson. Sampson in traffic. His shot hangs on the rim. Won't fall through. And the rebound is taken away by Franklin. Franklin to Jones. Jesse Jones will walk it up. Jones passes left side to Franklin. Franklin back outside Jones. Jones on the wing gets a screen. Rendell's goes under the screen. Here's Starkle. Starkle in traffic. It's taken away by Leighton Sampson. Leighton Sampson gets it away to Rendell's. Rendell's for the basketball. Rendell's spin move in traffic. His shot no good, but he's fouled on the play, and Nathan will go to the free throw line. He'll shoot 2 free throws. New players checking in for both teams. So 2 free throws coming for Rendell's. Rendell's with 8 points tonight, 84% free throw shooter. He has shot 225 free throws with that shot, and he's made 190 of them. So 190 points this season coming from the free throw line for Nathan Rendell's. Gets to the free throw line just a shade under 8 times per game. Second free throw is up and good for Rendell's. So Rendell's 4 for 4. He's got 10 points, 4 for 4 from the free throw line. Dort College trails 57-41. Dort College hanging around but not making a run. They've got to get it back to 10. 10:35 left to play. Right side pass goes to Heisher. Heisher with it on the wing, guarded there by O'Donnell. Heisher picks up his dribble, passes back over to Franklin. Franklin gives it up to Gully, and Gully's pass is kicked by Waltersdorf. You'll reset the shot clock to 15. 10:22 left to play in regulation. Midland inbounding the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Marcus Franklin triggers it, gives it to Heisher. Heisher on the left side. Back over to Marcus Franklin. Franklin on the wing. Franklin into the lane. His pull-up from 10. Missed it. No good. Rebound cleared by Feenstra on the right side. Comes left side. Waltersdorf, 3. Yes. 3-point basket for Tyler Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf now with 5. I think they made the correction. They had him for 4 at halftime. That'll give him 5. Sampson had 11, so we'll adjust that. Shot back the other way. So Dort College got it down to 13 momentarily. Midland answers back with Starkle getting a 2-point bucket. Feenstra takes it up in traffic, and Feenstra unable to finish in the lane. It will be Dort College basketball trailing 59-44. Well, you know my feeling. You get it down under 10, you've got a chance. But right now, Dort College unable to break that barrier. They've had it as close as 13. O'Donnell, spin move, gets it down on the baseline. Reverse layup, hangs on the rim, falls through. Andrew O'Donnell with 5 second-half points. Dort College getting a little confidence here in the second half. They're back to within 13. Now you need a stop and a bucket. They pass it off. Bryant, Bryant, shot, good. Trevor Bryant with a two-point bucket. He's got 8. And Midland fighting off the Dort College advances, 61-44. Waltersdorf, three-pointer, top of the key, off the mark, no good. Rebound cleared by Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball, back over to Rendles. Rendles with it in the right corner. He comes back over to Feenstra. Feenstra. Feenstra puts it up, can't get it to go. Rebound cleared by Starkle. Alex Starkle is going to be a real thorn in the side for the next 2 years. He's got 16 points, pretty solid ball player. They feed it down low, Bryant. Bryant, layup, good. Bryant with 10 points, 7 of them in the second half. And the Dort College defenders unable to get closer than 13. The lead is back to 63-46, a 17-point difference. So Dort College had it down to 13. Now it's back to 17 after back-to-back buckets. And Midland calls a timeout. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. With the basketball, Rendles, as we resume play. Dort College, 8.5 minutes to work with, and they've got to start trimming into this lead seriously. 17-point ball game, 63-46. O'Donnell passes over to Terpstra. Terpstra, Rendles. Rendles with the basketball on the wing. Comes back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Dort College back over to Terpstra. Terpstra, Feenstra. Feenstra down low, Sampson, and Sampson got held on the play. Harold Ridgeway is going to be called for the personal foul. That's foul number 2 on him. And that is team foul number 3 on Midland in this half, I believe. Neither team near the bonus yet. Dort College has had 4 fouls called against them, and Galen Gully comes away with a steal. And Dort College gets called for a foul from behind. The foul is charged to Alex Terpstra. That's foul number 1 on him. So Dort College had the ball out of bounds underneath the basket, and then ended up turning the ball over on the inbounds play. Midland basketball, Gully. Gully on the right wing. Gully passes it out front to DJ Vaughn. Vaughn dumps it down low for Starkle. Starkle, hook shot with left hand, good. Starkle pretty good with both hands. He's got 11 in the second half, 18 for the ball game. Dort College down 19, 65-46. Terpstra left side, Walters Feenstra, Feenstra, Rendles, Rendles, Terpstra, Terpstra, right side. Feenstra, Feenstra, three, good. Taylor Feenstra with 6 points. He's got 2 of the 3 threes made by Dort College this evening. 65-49, our score. Midland basketball, Gully. Gully passes to DJ Vaughn. DJ Vaughn with it. Left side, Heisier. Heisier to Gully. Gully with it at the free throw line. Bounce pass down low, Ridgeway. Ridgeway, layup, good. Harold Ridgeway with a two-point bucket. Midland leads 67-49. Rendles down low, Sampson. Sampson against Starkle. Puts the shot up, no good, but a foul on the play. And Leighton Sampson will go to the free throw line, and he will shoot 2 free throws. Foul's called on Heisier. Heisier called for his first personal. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hullerton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They are member FDIC. First free throw by Sampson was good. Now a foul called on the rebound against Nathan Rendles. Rendles whistled for the personal, and that's number 3 on him. Midland basketball. So Waltersdorf checks out of the ballgame. Sumner checks back in. Driving baseline. They dump it off to Starkle. Starkle layup good. Starkel with 13 points, 14 in the second half, beg your pardon, 21 for the ball game, and the defenders trail 69-49. Timeout on the floor, charge to the defenders. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR.
Keep it tuned.
Dort College on the short end right now of a 19-point difference, 69-50. Leighton Sampson made one of those two free throws, so I forgot to factor that in. I thought it was at a 20-point difference at 69-50. Dort College basketball. Rindles passes out front. Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf left side. Terpstra. Terpstra over the basketball. Terpstra over to Feenstra. Feenstra with it. Feenstra gives it up. Rindles. Rindles with it on the right wing. Rindles to Sampson. Sampson over the basketball. Dort College trying to post up down low. They give it up instead to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf at the free throw line. Taylor Feenstra turn around to the lane. Good. Taylor Feenstra now with 8 points, and the Dort College defenders trail 69-52. 6:15 left to play in this contest. Midland basketball, Franklin. Franklin looking down low. They feed it down low to Starkel. Starkel with the basketball. Starkel, they feed it back outside DJ Vaughn, and Vaughn hits another three. Five threes for Vaughn as Dort College brought the double team from Vaughn's player. And Rindles has the basketball out front. He comes over to Feenstra. Feenstra down low to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf off of the glass, no good. Rebound tipped out and controlled by Ridgeway. Ridgeway over the basketball. Ridgeway gets it away, right side to Franklin. Franklin drives in, his shot no good, but a foul on the play. Foul called on Dort College and Tyler Waltersdorf, his third. Free throws on the way for Midland. And shooting the free throws will be Marcus Franklin. Free throw on the way is up and good. Franklin makes the first free throw. He's got 13. Terpstra checks out. Sumner is in. Rindles is out. Sampson is out. Feenstra also checks out. Everybody's new except for Waltersdorf, I believe. You've got O'Donnell, Sumner, then Herder, Nabla, and Waltersdorf on the floor. Free throw on the way for Franklin. He is up. And that one's short, no good. Rebound controlled by Nabla. Nabla hands it off to Waltersdorf. 73-52, Midland up by 21. Waltersdorf left side to Nabla. Nabla over the basketball, right side. They go O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell down to the baseline. O'Donnell back over to Nabla. Nabla. O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Sumner. Sumner right corner. They feed it to Waltersdorf on the cut. And we've got a foul on the play called on Harold Ridgeway. Ridgeway whistled for his third personal. Team foul number 6 on Midland. So a fresh shot clock to work with for Dort College. O'Donnell triggering. O'Donnell gets it into Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner, Nabla, Nabla, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf gives it up left side to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Back over to Nabla. Nabla to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Reverses outside to O'Donnell. O'Donnell floater, baseline good. Andrew O'Donnell with 7 second half points. Dort College trails 73-54. 73-54 our score. Midland basketball. Gully will take it across the Warrior at midcourt. Left side pass. This is Franklin. Franklin at the top of the key. He gives it underneath to Starkel. Starkel's shot no good, but Den Herder whistled for the personal foul, and Alex Starkel will shoot 2 more free throws. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. By the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center. Open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30. Fridays from 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. Starkel makes the first free throw. He's got another one coming. Second free throw plants it on the back iron, and it drops out. 74-54, Midland by 20. With it is Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf's shot goes in, count the hoop, and he is fouled. Tyler Waltersdorf with 7 points. Now nine. Well, they had him. I don't know what they've got him for officially now. Sedort College trailing 74-56. Walterstorff free throw hangs on the rim, pops out. Rebound controlled by Ridgeway. Dort College trails 74-56. Any which way, Tyler Walterstorff joins the 1,000-point club. He's your three, left it short, no good. 4:20 left to go in the game. Sumner with the basketball at the free throw line. Four white jerseys waiting for it. Comes over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff drives in, and a blocking foul called on Midland and Ridgeway. Ridgeway whistled for his fourth personal, and Tyler Walterstorff will go to the free throw line where he is 0-for-3 today. Free throws on the way for Tyler Walterstorff. First one is up and through. He's got another one coming. 74-57, North College down 17. Patrick Nabla will check in for the shooter if Walterstorff makes this free throw. Second free throw on the way is up, and that one's good as well. 74-58, North College down 16. P.J. Trammell checks in. Brian Sumner checks out. Walterstorff checks out of the ballgame. Nabla checks in. J.D. Bohr is in the ballgame. Andrew O'Donnell remains on the floor along with David Denherter. 4:10 and counting, ballgame. 74-58, Midland has maintained this 15-20-point lead most of the second half. Right side pass, shot up, no good. Denherter loses it after he had it in his hands. Starkle forced it free, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Midland. It'll be Dort College basketball. Into the front court with the basketball is Trammell. Trammell to J.D. Bohr. Bohr with it. Out front, Nabla. Nabla goes left side to Trammell. Trammell, O'Donnell. O'Donnell dumps it down low. Denherter. They don't bring the double team. Denherter, hook shot in the lane, is good. David Denherter with 4 points. Dort College trails 74-60. That's as close as Dort College has been since it was a 13-point ball game at 57-44. With the basketball is Marcus Franklin. Franklin goes right side to Galen Gully. Gets a ball screen. Starkle down to the baseline. Starkle back outside to Franklin. Franklin, pass out front, taken away by O'Donnell. Here comes Dort College. Feeds it to Trammell. Trammell driving in. And Trammell shaken up on the play. He and Marcus Franklin got tangled up, and Trammell will go to the free throw line, and he will shoot, I believe, two. P.J. Trammell to shoot a pair, trying to draw Dort College back to within 12 with 3:10 remaining. So two free throws on the way for the freshman from Holland. Free throw on the way for Trammell is good. That's Holland, Michigan. 74-61, another free throw coming. Second free throw on the way for Trammell. This one's up and hangs on the rim and falls through. Dort College has it back to a dozen. Dort College keeps fighting. They're down by a dozen. 74-62, back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Get the ball inbounded to Galen Gully. Gully takes it across half court. Gully passes right side to Jesse Jones. Jones guarded there by P.J. Trammell. Dort College down a dozen, under 3 minutes left to play in this game. Midland basketball out front to Gully. Gully in between the circles, back to Jones. Jones picks up his dribble, passes right elbow to Franklin. They feed it down low to Starkle. Starkle, they double down on him. Kick out Jones. Jones misses the three. Rebound taken away by Denherter. Denherter with the basketball to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell drives in, lost it, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Midland. It'll be Dort College basketball. Inbounding will be P.J. Trammell. Trammell left side of the lane as we face the hoop. P.J. looking. Still looking. Throws it over the top for Denherter, makes an over-the-shoulder catch at the three-point line. Comes back over to J.D. Bohr, left side Nabla. Nabla into the corner, O'Donnell. O'Donnell's pass is tipped and stolen by Starkle. Rebound, the loose ball controlled by Gully. We're nearing the 2 minute warning of this one. 2:10 and counting. J.D. Bohr guarding Franklin. Now it goes right side over to Gully, and Midland will shorten up the game if possible. They'll pull it out. Pass goes left side over to Franklin. Franklin to Jones. Jones back right side to Gully. Gully gives it up Franklin. Franklin with the basketball at the free throw line. Comes back over to Gully. Gully underneath Starkle. They bring the double team. They kick across over to Jones. Jones three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Trammell. Trammell with the basketball driving the lane. Lays it up with the right hand. Cut the hoop and he is fouled. P.J. Trammell with an opportunity at a three-point play. Dort College with an opportunity to get as close as they have been in a while. .138 left to go in regulation. Danny Voss checking into the ballgame. Andrew O'Donnell checks out. And P.J. Trammell will go to the free throw line, try to make it a nine-point ballgame. Well, if nothing else, this unit has kept fighting. P.J. Trammell with 5 points as he makes the free throw. It's a nine-point ball game, 74-65. And P.J. Trammell whistled for a foul in the backcourt. Jesse Jones will go to the free throw line. And he will shoot a one-and-one. So free throws on the way for Jesse Jones. This will be a one in the bonus. Well, if he misses this, Dort College gets a rebound. They can make things interesting. Nine-point ball game right now. And Jones whispers that one through. He's got 6 points. 75-65 pending another free throw. Second free throw on the way for the junior from Houston. 1:34 remaining in the game. This one is up, and that one is good as well. So Jones makes them both. 2 for 3 from the free throw line. Dort College trails 76-65. Left side, J.D. Bohr. J.D. over to Voss. Voss to Trammell. Trammell with it on the right wing. Cross-court pass over to Den Herter. Den Herter layup good. 6-point ball game. Dort College trails 76-67. Timeout on the floor. Charge to the defenders. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Well, I did not like the start of this contest. Dort College did not battle. But here in the second half, this unit of five has battled, gotten some defensive stops, and now the Midland Warriors have the basketball up 9. Midland will now milk the clock. With the basketball out front is Galen Gully. Gully guarded there by J.D. Bohr. Pass goes right side over to Franklin. Dort College is not going to commit a foul. 15 seconds left on the shot clock, under a minute to go in regulation. With the basketball is Jones. Jones feeds it right side. Gully. Gully back over to Jones. Jones to Franklin. Franklin with the basketball. 2 seconds on the shot clock. They throw it up off the rim. No good. And we've got a foul called on the rebound against Midland. Trevor Bryant. One of those plays he would like to have back, because this is going to result in a double bonus. Dort College with a chance to cut into the lead with the clock stopped. Patrick Nabla to the free throw line to shoot 2. Midland milking the clock and then getting a 3-point attempt at the shot clock buzzer. And on the missed shot, Bryant committed the personal foul, his third. Patrick Nabla makes the first free throw. He's got another one on the way. 76-68. 41.9 seconds left. Nabla's second free throw is up and good. So Nabla makes them both. Defenders trail 76-69. They inbound the basketball. Heisher gets it over to Gully. Gully with the basketball in the backcourt. Throws it over the top. With the basketball is Franklin. Franklin to Heisher, and Heisher is fouled on the play by Nabla. They wanted a foul on... Well, that, I think they wanted the foul when Vaughn had it. not positive, but it's going to be Heisier who gets fouled. He'll go to the free throw line. He will shoot two as it's double bonus time now for Midland. 31.6 seconds left. It's a seven-point ball game. First free throw is up and good. Another free throw on the way for Heisier. Heisier's second free throw on the way. This one's up and good. So Heisier makes them both. His first two of the day. 78-69, Dort College down nine. With the basketball is P.J. P.J. Trammell misses the shot. Would have made it a seven-point ball game instead. Midland comes away with a rebound. Heisier is fouled. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot two more. Well, over in Hastings, Hastings completing a 20-point comeback from halftime deficit. They lead 88-87 with under 10 seconds remaining in that one. Heisier's first free throw, no good. And over in Sioux City, Concordia leads Morningside 80-78. Well, Midland sending some players off of the floor. They feel this one's in hand, and it probably is. 78-69. Heisier's second free throw. He missed the first one. He makes that one. Three for four is Heisier. It's a 10-point ball game, 79-69. And the Midland Warriors have a double-digit lead with 23.7 seconds remaining in this contest. P.J. Trammell across the timeline. P.J. back over to Patrick. Patrick Knoblaugh, floater in the lane. Good. Patrick Knoblaugh with a two-point basket. He's got four, 79-71. With it in the backcourt is Jones. Jones across the timeline, 13 seconds left. Jones will dribble out. Ball is deflected, taken away by Den Herter. Den Herter ahead to Danny Voss. Voss with the basketball in the corner. Cross-court pass, J.D. J.D. Bohr three, no good. And the tap-in by Voss, couldn't get a hand on it. And the Midland Warriors hang on to win it, 79-71. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a recap of tonight's men's college basketball game right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders lose to Midland by a final score of 79-71. The Dort College defenders, 23 of 61 from the floor, 37.7%, 4 for 19 on threes, 21.1%, 19 of 25 on free throws, 76%. Midland, 27 of 56 from the floor, 48.2%, 9 for 18 on threes, 50%, 18 of 29 on free throws, 62.1%. Dort out-rebounded Midland, 38-30. Turnovers, Dort College 14, 4 in the second half. Midland 6, 5 in the second half. Dort College was led in scoring. I have Leighton Sampson with 14. Taylor Feenstra ends up with 8. P.J. Trammell with 5. 4 for Alex Terpstra. 4 for Patrick Knoblaugh. 6 by David Den Herter. Tyler Walterstorff by my count. 10 points, and 7 points for Andrew O'Donnell, 10 points for Nathan Rindles, and Brian Sumner ends up with 4. For the Midland Warriors, Marcus Franklin with 13 points, Jesse Jones with 7, Galen Gully had 6, 2 for Harold Ridgway. 21 points for Alex Starkle, 15 for DJ Vaughn, 3 for Jalen Heisier, 2 for Jordan Flynn, and 10 points for Trevor Bryant. Rebounding, Dort College was led in rebounding by Leighton Sampson with 7, 6 each for Andrew O'Donnell and Tyler Walterstorff, 7 for Taylor Feenstra. For Midland, 7 for Harold Ridgway, 6 for Alex Starkle, and 6 for Jalen Heisier. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take another break, and we'll be back visiting with Coach Ross Dalma right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Let's visit with Coach Ross Dalma to wrap things up. Dort College on the losing end of a 79-71 decision. Dort College got in a hole early. Could never really make that serious run to get back in the ball game. Most of the second half played between an 18 and a 14-point difference. Did make a little charge at the end to get it to single digits. It ends up 79-71. Coach, the guys that were on the floor that last 4 or 5 minutes fought back. And as I told our listeners during the contest, really that's all you ask of your players in your team is you want them to fight hard, you want them to be physical. And those guys at the end of the ball game were able to get some stops and score some points and make it a respectable 8-point difference.
We did, Mike. We obviously, like you mentioned, we did not get off to a good start, did not play very well to open the game, either offensively or defensively. Layton got 8 quick baskets to start the game. Otherwise, it would have been a real ugly affair early. But otherwise, nothing much in the first half. But you're right. You just got to hang around and give yourself a chance. And then those five guys, and I believe it was Danny Voss, PJ, J.D. Bohr, David Denherter, and
Patrick
Knobloch. Yep, thank you. Those five guys really battled and fought, and Midland had some of their better players in. I think they, more than anything, made it clear that you can come and you can fight regardless of what the lineup is and give yourself a chance if you're just going to really compete. And those guys did. And so as we move forward and come back here on Wednesday night, hopefully that's the message those five guys can fade to the rest of our team, that you just got to dig in and fight as hard as you can and look for those opportunities. I believe it was a 14-1 run that group had during that span when they were in there together. So that was just a great job on their part. Very, very good. And I want to add too, Mike. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. A number of those guys haven't seen a lot of playing time, and they've been in practice on the scout team. Never complained, worked extremely hard, looked for opportunities, and I can prove, too, that opportunities will come, but you need to be ready, and you need to make the most of them when they do, and really proud of those five guys that really, really battled on behalf of our program today.
Cut your turnovers down in the second half. You cut them from 10 down to 4. You forced Midland into 5 rather than the 1 they had in the first half. You out-rebounded Midland 38-30. A lot of good things, but I look at that one glaring number, and that is the 9 for 18 on threes, and especially in the first half, they got too many open looks on you.
They did. They got a lot of open looks, and we didn't capitalize on ours. We had, you know, guys that had good looks, didn't knock them down. Got to be confident, got to be tough, and you got to have those, and we didn't get them. Conversely, on the flip side, you said even more importantly, we got to contest harder and not give up some easy baskets, and it's kind of been the same thing from a number of our perimeter players all year. We give up easy, uncontested shots.
Well, in all likelihood, as he said, we're coming back here to Fremont for another game on Wednesday. That one is GPAC quarterfinal round play. For three players in your rotation, it's going to be the first time experiencing postseason play in the in college. And it's going to be a valuable experience, and it's going to be learning. And hopefully they can take something away from today. Carry that forward on Wednesday.
Right, Mike. And we lost last weekend in Nebraska Wesley, and it, you know, our tournament chances were greatly diminished, and we needed to have that win on Wednesday night. And regardless of what happens, and obviously we want to win 3 in a row and get to Branson, but we really needed to have Layton, Taylor, and Andrew get into postseason play. And, you know, Layton and Taylor led us today in rebounding with 7 apiece. Andrew had 6. To get those guys an extra game, to get in an atmosphere where it's really really do or die, we believe that going forward, that you're right, it's going to be a very good experience for them.
Coach, I will let you go. I'll visit with David Denherter when we swap places.
I want to say, too, Mike, real quick, congrats to Tyler Walterstorff. You probably mentioned this. He crossed 1,000-point barrier today. Tyler's had a very steady and consistent career, marked with a lot of injuries along the way where he has chosen to continue to fight on, and we're real proud of him. And another guy that's really continued to fight on is David, and looking forward to sharing a little bit about what's in store for him.
Sounds good. Thanks, Ross.
Thank you, Mike.
That is Coach Ross Dahma, and as he alluded to, and I talked about it during the broadcast, there was a 1,000-point barrier broken today by Tyler Waltersdorf on his 7th point. He ends up with 1,000 points for his career, so congratulations to him. David Denherger has taken a seat beside me and talked to David about midway through the season, and that was after, I believe that was back in late January. Not a lot has changed for you since that point, David, but now that the season, the regular season has come to an end, you look forward to the postseason, and do you just simply try to wipe it clean and start over with practice on Monday with this team?
Yeah, definitely. We struggled a little bit this season. We basically get a new opportunity come Monday to come to practice and get ready for, I don't even know who we play. We're assuming Midland again. But, you know, we got to come back and go 1-0 on Wednesday and then survive and see who we play if we are fortunate enough to win.
Alex Starkle today, tough defend for the Dort College defenders. What made him tough to defend, and what finally seemed like there was some success late in the ballgame defending him? What changed late in the ballgame on defending him?
I don't know if a lot changed. Maybe some fortunate of missed shots, but he's a really good ball player. He uses both hands really well and just finishes well around the rim. He was a tough matchup even last year. So, you know, maybe we were a little bit more fortunate towards the end of the game, but I thought we did better in the last 10 minutes of defending the ball screens and his post-ups.
What happens for you when the season is over, if I remember correctly, when the semester is over, if I remember correctly, student teaching next year, is it first semester or second semester for that?
I have to come back for the full year. I have to student teach in the spring of 2016, okay. I'll take a full load of credits next semester, so I'll be a full-time student.
What do you want to teach?
Phys ed, special ed.
Okay.
Double major.
All right. Well, I will let you get on the bus and head home. Thanks for stopping by, and we will catch up with you again on Wednesday.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
That's David Denherger, and I believe that's going to do it for our broadcast this evening of Dort College basketball on KDCR. Dort College on the losing end of a couple. Women's play earlier today, it was Midland 79, Dort College 71. Men's action, I beg your pardon, that was the men's score. The women's score was 82-69, Midland over Dort. Men's play, Midland 79, Dort College 71. We can go final with all but one score in the conference. Morningside defeated Concordia 90-84. Morningside and Dakota Wesleyan are co-champs. Number one seed in the tournament will be determined by a coin toss later on this evening. Nebraska Wesleyan over Mount Marty, 97-73. Nebraska Wesleyan closes the year 10-10. Briarcliff over Doan, 73-59. Briarcliff is now 13-7 in the conference, 21-9 overall. Midland 79, Dort College 71. Midland 15-5 in the conference, 23-7 overall. Dort College slips to 9-11 and 18-12. Northwestern and Hastings, they're going to double overtime. They're knotted at the end of the first overtime, 104-104. That will do it for a broadcast of Dort College basketball on KDCR. Till Wednesday evening, for KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.